State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Sayer Concepts, Prentice Orthopedic and Air, Smyrna Bowling Center, Jones Car Wash, Little Caesars Pizza, Franklin's Print Works, Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, the Crisher Law Firm, Bud's Tires, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. Brian?
Well, you said a lot there.
I got them all. I got a lot of sponsors in. Just, I'm excited. Still filling the upstairs arena. I haven't seen this probably since, well, not in this, but at Oakland. Remember Oakland Riverdale games and Gerald King and Ricky Swader, that group? That's... They used to have some real good games in here, pack the place, and this is very similar to that.
Well, we've got a packed house here tonight. You know, John, I was thinking about, you know, this has got to be weird for the boys, too. And during the national anthem, I was thinking, they're normally not here for this.
Right.
And that's just the little things like that that you think about that's totally different. I'm sure they've experienced it a time or two during tournaments, but it is kind of different. Going to give you the starting lineups here in the boys' contest. First of all, for Barry Wertman's Blackman Blaze, Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography with your starting lineups here for Blackman. They come into the contest at 17-4. They are 7-2 in district play. Number three, Juwan Jennings, a 6'3 junior forward, Jennings. Number four, Isaiah Hart, 5'10 junior guard, Hart. Number five, Lucas Hart, 6'3 senior forward, Hart. Number 14, Andrew Rogan, a 6'2 senior forward, Rogan. And number 22, Reed Pierce. He has a 6'4 senior post, Pierce. Blackman going with Jennings, Hart, Rogan, and Pierce. For the Riverdale Warriors of Kevin Woodson, who on the year are 14-10, 3-5 in 7 AAA play. Number 5, Brad Woodson, 6'1 junior wing, Woodson. Number 11, Stephen Wilson, 5'6 senior guard, Wilson. Number 23, Jalen Campbell, 6-foot senior guard, Campbell. Number 32, Tyler Smithson, a 6-foot senior wing, Smithson. And number 30, Jonathan Matthews, 5'9 freshman guard, Matthews. Matthews, Smithson, Campbell, Woodson, and Wilson for the Riverdale Warriors. And we are about ready to get underway. Riverdale in the white uniforms with cardinal numbers, a little cardinal and gold trim down the side. And the Blackman Blaze in the navy uniforms with some orange and white trim. Doesn't feel that much different to me. Boys first, girls first. It's kind of like a tournament.
No, we've been in that situation as well. So
experienced it all, haven't we?
We're just old timers.
Blackman controls the tip, and they have it moving right to left toward the pool end as we're in the upstairs gym from our broadcast vantage point. Best seat in the house. Andrew Rogan over to Hart. Isaiah tries to pass inside, stolen away by Brad Woodson. And we're underway here. Jay Mullins jewelry tip about 6:04. Woodson for three from long range. That is how you do it. First bank three, Brad Woodson.
Good start. Great extension there by Brad. Took a really nice shot.
3-0. Warriors, Lucas Hart from the right elbow off the back of the rim. Skying for the rebound, it's Tyler Smithson. The last time we saw the Warriors played a heck of a game. The official goes careening into the stands, trying to get away from the basketball, runs into Andrew Rogan. It's going to be last touched by Blackman and Warrior basketball. Inbounding on the far sideline. And the pass comes in to Jonathan Matthews. Matthews over to Woodson. Back to Matthews, right wing now. Ball's going to be kicked. Understand that in the girls' game, John, we've got Deja Jones, who will be back in action for the Lady Warriors. But Hannah Pendergrass is going to be sidelined for a few weeks maybe, so... Hopefully back by tournament time. Pass is thrown away by Riverdale. Intercepted by Pierce. And here come the Blaze. Rogan fakes a three, doesn't take it. Now Jennings drives from the left elbow. They call a player control foul. And taking that foul was Tyler Smithson.
I think he really had the lane. I think what he did, he stuck his elbow out a little bit and leaned in to the defender, and that's what the calls for the foul.
So Riverdale with a 3-0 lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the first. Have the basketball. Popping out to help is Jalen Campbell out here up front. Over left side to Woodson, to Wilson. Now top of the key. Smithson gives it up to a cutter, and that cutter is Brad Woodson. Got the basket to fall. 5-0, Woodson over the Blaze. Juwan Jennings from the left wing spot. Very loud crowd, as you can hear in here tonight. Great student sections for both teams, by the way. Rogan from the right wing passes to Isaiah Hart. Now intercepted. Jalen Campbell going to have a layup on the other end? No, because he's hacked, he's fouled, and he's going to the free throw line.
Well, this crowd is so loud that you can hardly hear the whistle, Brian.
It's going to get loud and be loud all night tonight in this Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym, which is, I'd say, nearing 75% capacity upstairs. No room downstairs, by the way. Fans heating and air free throw number one rolls off the rim and no good.
I tell you, if Riverdale wants to pull off an upset tonight, they've got to hit their free throws and they've got to protect the basketball.
Blackman subs with sophomore Christian DeWitt. Second free throw rolls through for Campbell. 6-0 Riverdale early on. Rogan between the circles to the left wing finds Juwan Jennings to Lucas Hart, back to DeWitt. He passes over in the far corner to Andrew Rogan. Rogan brings it back out. Lucas Hart, they're passing it around the arc, trying to get a cutter down the lane. Isaiah Hart finds the lane himself and gets in there for a lay-in.
Well, that's going to happen. You know, they're just very good athletes on this Blackman Blaze team, and a great move there by Isaiah Hart.
Campbell at the deep left wing has it tipped away by DeWitt. Runs it down in the corner. Smithson for three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound. On the rebound, Woodson's going to get tagged for the foul. And he came down to try to tip the ball away. And when he did, he ran into a Blackman Blaze player. It was really one of those unintentional fouls, just hustling after the ball. Isaiah Hart calling the plays. He crosses the timeline now to the near side. Gives it up to Jennings. Jennings moving from left to right, front court. Now to Rogan, cuts through baseline. He's going to be fouled by Smithson. Too much body there. You can tell these teams are fired up for this game, can't you?
Well, the crowds are unbelievable, and if you could be here, you would really see. Riverdale fans have dressed up for this event tonight.
They have. They're in all white shirts tonight with fireman hats on. Rogan's first Fans Heating and Air free throw is in there for the senior. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930.
I got some amazing news last week or yesterday.
Yeah?
My heating air cut off.
Second toss is good.
Still working. It just didn't have to run the entire.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth? Today was, you know, when it's above freezing, it's like a heat wave nowadays. Brad Woodson, front court. Over to the left side to Campbell. Campbell now brings it to the right side. Has his pocket picked by Lucas Hart. Bounce pass to Rogan. Layup good.
Well, Lucas Hart did a lot of that. He made a great play. Played some good defense. Got past the screen that was set for him. Got through that and then made the steal and a good pass. And they get the 2 points.
Woodson has it now. Woodson over to Campbell. 6-6. We're all tied up after a 6-0 run by Riverdale. Now they break the stalemate with a six-footer by Jalen Campbell.
Jalen Campbell's a slasher, Brian. They really need him, Riverdale does tonight, to play well.
Lucas Hart back to Rogan, top of the key, tries to penetrate, cut off there by Woodson. Back to Lucas Hart. Now Isaiah Hart going baseline, gets free, and if that's going to be open tonight, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, they got to pick that up, Riverdale.
Pass over from Matthews to Stephen Wilson and almost threw it away. Great hustle there by Campbell to save it. Smithson make that Matthews in the corner. Now driving is Campbell, and he loses the ball. Jennings going to lay it in. No, missed it. But there to slam it in is Reed Pierce, who I really think has improved game after game after game. Now a turnover, Rogan. He picks it off. Wilson with the turnover.
Substitutions for Blackman.
Must have stepped out of bounds. Kalu into the game for Blackman. And Cedrianus Wilson. Psalms Duff in for the Warriors. That's usually about as deep as Blackman will go. Try the lob down low. Tipped out of bounds.
Had the
Riverdale basketball.
Psalms Duff had that opening there for a second, but those quick Blackman hands in there tipped that ball away. He looked like he was going to be there to score.
They're not only quick, John, but they're so long, it's hard to get anything past them. Woodson gets it in. Woodson over to Smithson for the basket. Well, easy two-footer there off the left side.
They're 4-for-4 from the field.
10-10 your score. And now pass is stolen away by Jonathan Matthews. Matthews drives, pulls up. Shot goes. They're going to count it. And there is a foul. The freshman Matthews making his presence known here. 12-10. Riverdale leading. Make it 13. Matthews breaking the 10-10 tie. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in the first. Isaiah Hart finds Lucas Hart. Now to Jennings. Deeper in the left corner. Wilson trying to get it high post somewhere or a cutter. Now Jennings fakes, pulls up for the long two. It's a swisher. Down the floor, Jonathan Matthews. Matthews over here right side to Wilson. Over to Woodson, now to Smithson, back to Woodson, top of the key. Right side, Wilson has it, looking inside, nothing there. Matthews to Wilson now, right side. Back to Woodson, fakes, goes up, nothing there. Now pass over to Campbell. Oh, my. Matthews. Like that Matthews.
Yeah.
First bank three for Jonathan Matthews. 16-12 Riverdale. On the drive, rejected is Wilson, knocked away. Rogan comes back in. Rogan comes in for Jennings. Smithson goes out. And I believe it's Campbell who came in for him. Seems like every time one coach subs, the other subs as well. Rogan penetrates, glides in there, gets the basket and the foul. Psalms Duff committed the foul.
Well, both of these teams shooting very well. Blackman 5 of 7 from the field. Riverdale 6 of 6.
Rogan with 6 points. Could be 7 if he hits this fans heating and air free throw. It's up and no good. Rebound Psalms Duff. 2-point advantage Riverdale with a minute and a half to go in the first. Woodson, handoff pass. Gives that up to Matthews. Now to Wilson. Pulls up for the long distance three. It's no good. Online, but hit the back of the rim. Popped up high. Blackman with the board. Lucas Hart in the corner. Goes right side to Wilson. He's at the wing spot now to the top of the key. Over Rogan. Rogan penetrates. Slides in there with the left hand. Gets the basket and the foul just like the last time down. And Psalms Duff, just like the last time down, picks up the foul.
He explodes to the basket so quickly. Campbell got there, but got there late. And I think he's the one that picked up the foul, wasn't he, Brian?
I'm not sure if it was him or Duff. I thought it might have been Duff.
Got to get there a little quicker if you're Riverdale. Gives us an opportunity with, we're all tied up at 16, going to the free throw line. But Bob Parks Auction is the people we're going to talk about right now. From residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And tonight's game brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. And you can join us tomorrow for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, 9 a.m. this Saturday morning from Farmer's Family Restaurant off Old Fort Parkway. It's Girls' Day, and we'll be talking to all the girls' coaches. It's followed by MTCS Cougar Corner around 11:10. That's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner starting at 9 tomorrow morning from the Farmer's Family Restaurant.
At the foul line is Rogan. A plus one this time converted. He's got 9 and gives Blackman a one-point lead. Barry Wertman, the head coach at Blackman. Kevin Woodson here at Riverdale. Kevin, of course, has a history at Blackman. He was their first boys basketball coach. Took him to their first ever sectional. Salms Duff, top of the key, fakes, now drives, turns, spins, and there's going to be a foul on him. Reed Pierce, I believe, and that is indeed the case. DeWitt coming back in, going out is Pierce. It'll be out of bounds, I believe. Yes, indeed. Not a shooting foul and not close to the 1-1. Well, getting there, 4 apiece. Woodson triggers in the pass to Duff after the pass from Wilson. Duff, long arm pass over here to Matthews. Matthews looking inside, swings it across. Not a good pass against this Blackman team. Swatted away by Lucas Hart, fifth turnover. Now Lucas passes off, gets it back. The three ball is no good. Rebound, Campbell has it. Jalen Campbell tipped away by Juwan Jennings. This could be a big one. Lays it in the hole.
You were disappointed there, weren't you?
Well,
I could tell in your voice. You thought it was coming, didn't you?
I think the crowd did too.
Yeah.
19-16 with 3 with 2 to end the quarter. Pocket picked again. Jennings from midcourt off the front of the rim. 19-16. Blackman leads after one quarter of play on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
Ace Construction is properly licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection.
Kenny Bell with Ace Construction.
Please feel free to contact us at 809-2621. You can also join us online at Facebook and Twitter for news and tips concerning your home or business.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621. Online at aceconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue with 2 locations on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Our pork is smoked about 23 hours. The process takes about that long. We have smoked pulled chicken off of a chicken breast. We have a whole chicken breast, beef, smoked ham, and ribs.
Is your mouth watering yet? I bet it is. And Rick's Barbecue has the cure for your cravings. They have 2 locations on Warrior Drive and on Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013.
Oakland girls lead Siegel 13-4. Ball stolen away, and Jennings has it rejected by Matthews. Now Isaiah Hart with the ball to Rogan. Top of the key. 4-3. It's in there. Andrew Rogan with the first bank three. Again, 13-4. Oakland over Siegel. That's girls. Everything's going to be girls except this one. Steven Wilson between the circles.
Blackman starting to pull away a little bit here, Brian.
Riverdale needs a basket, 22-16 for those Riverdale fans. Salms Duff between the rings. Smithson for 3 from the right wing, just off the back of the rim. High arching 3, falls away. The board by the Blaze. Jennings goes right wing, flips it back out to Isaiah Hart, to Rogan. Rogan here to the near side, to Lucas Hart. Back to Rogan, another 3 on the way, and it's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Jonathan Matthews. Play called, and here come the Warriors. Over to Woodson, left side. Again to Matthews, now Smithson here on the right side. Cutting back over to help is Woodson with the ball now. Left wing Matthews trying to go underneath and tipped away by DeWitt. Controlled by Hart. Nine turnovers. That's a lot here in the first quarter, or first half, for the Riverdale Warriors. Rogan fakes. Nothing there for him. To Lucas Hart. Back left wing. Jennings fakes, then drives baseline. Pull-up jumper is nothing but net.
Great move in the lane, then stopped before he could draw the foul and just put up a nice little soft little jumper.
8-point lead. Matthews and Isaiah Hart tussling after the ball. Goes out of bounds off of Matthews. It'll be Blackman basketball.
Well, that's 10 turnovers, Brian. This is something that Riverdale's going to have to stop if they've got any chance tonight. Blackman's just too good offensively to give them this many chances.
Siegel, or rather Stewart's Creek boys coach Arnett Bodenheimer in the house tonight.
He's everywhere. Others. He's everywhere.
Yeah, they're not playing tonight. It's their off night.
Jessica Jackson also here.
And they say Rogan traveled for turnovers against the Blackman boys.
Some stats here for you, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography. 64% shooting in the first quarter for Blackman, 7-11. Riverdale, 86% shooting, 6 of 7.
Driving is Solms Duff. He gets free and gets the basket. Solms Duff from the right side gets in on the scoring and ends a bit of a drought for the Warriors. 24-18, Blackman. Score, MTCS girls over community, 15-14 at the end of one quarter of play. Three-pointer from the deep right corner, no good by Wilson, I believe, for the Blackman Blaze. Now driving is going to be Woodson. He's going to be fouled on the way. It's on Isaiah Hart, the foul. Second foul on Hart. Fifth team foul. Riverdale has fouled four times. Warriors inbound to Wilson. So far, turnovers have been the thing that's hurt Riverdale at this point. Back it back out. Now to Gentry Bond, who checked in. Another freshman for the Warriors. To Solms Duff. Duff fakes, turns, spins, glides in there at the foul line. Flips it back out to Smithson. This pass tipped away by Andrew Rogan. You just can't make those cross-court passes against this
bunch.
It's
just difficult. And you look at Rogan's reach and Jennings' reach. You can't make those kind of passes. It's just impossible nearly.
Woodson to trigger it in. Does so to Bond.
Gentry Bond.
I tell you what, Kevin's got some great young talent here at Riverdale. Backdoor pass, Smithson to Woodson. Woodson has to tip it back out to Wilson. Over to Bond. Now Wilson has it back. Drives baseline. Just hurls one up there toward the goal. Thought he was fouled, or he did. Woodson steals it over to Wilson, and Wilson was out of bounds, even though the basket went. Kevin wants the basket, not going to get it. It'll be Rogan's basketball to inbound for the Blackman Blaze. Upstairs almost full. If you're coming, I hope you're on the road. If not, you'll have to join us here on the radio. 24-18. Blackman leads Riverdale. From the corner, it's Andrew Rogan. First bank three. He has 15 already in this game. He's come to play tonight. Gentry Bond crossing the timeline over to Solms Duff. Duff at the right wing. Has to give it back up and finds Woodson. Woodson over left side. Over there is Steven Wilson. Back to Smithson, who tries to burn it down low, and Gentry Bond can't get there. Coming up the floor are the Blackman Blaze after 11 Riverdale turnovers. Coach Wertman not very happy about something over there. Isaiah Hart over in the corner. Lucas gives it up to Rogan. Rogan fouled. Almost got the three to go.
And he's fouled on the three-point play, Psalms Duff.
With the foul,
and has his third foul now.
His second,
I'll make that two. I thought he had.
I was with you. I thought he had three.
Thought I heard two earlier. So Rogan with some extra fans heating and air free throws. One, actually. And a very good free throw shooter. 16 points here in the first half alone. And he's going to add to that total, I'm sure.
Rogan is one of those guys, Brian, that's changed his game so much. Last year, didn't really have to drive, penetrate much. He's learned that this year to drive to the basket. I think he had his first three buckets were inside moves, and now he's kind of set up outside as he's kind of gotten that. They've given him that opening. They're taking advantage of the drive there.
He hit all three buckets from the fans' heating and air free throw line. 18 points for him, and it's 30-18. You may remember it was 19-16 at the end of the first quarter. Riverdale has only scored 2 points here in the second quarter to this point. Campbell down the floor to the foul line. Back to Bond. Bond tries the drive and just hurls it up there. The basket went, but they're going to say the basket's not going to count. And I never heard the whistle, but there was one. Foul is on Isaiah Hart. That is three fouls on Isaiah Hart, and he has to come out, and Jennings back in. See if that plagues the Blaze or not. Inbounds to Bond. Wilson going to have to run down the loose ball. No, Rogan beats him to it, and Rogan gets the basket. Oh, it just hung up there. He took a shot to the nose by Wilson, and I thought he was going to get a miraculous basket out of it. It hung on the rim but fell away.
For the Warriors on Stephen Wilson.
Wilson's foul.
His first.
That is his first, and we've got a timeout here on the floor. And a 30-second timeout, and we will send it to the station and come right back.
Hi, this is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Got a problem with your phone? Yes, we still do on-site repairs at all of our locations. Don't have the money to afford a new phone right now? Ask about Sprint Easy Pay. Think about adding a tablet or an iPad? Come by the Sprint by Cellular Concepts and look at the tablets and iPads. And remember, Sprint by Cellular Concepts is locally owned and operated. It's a family business.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
30-18, Blackman with the lead and the ball. They inbound. No free throws here. Jennings shoots, misses it. Rebound tipped out, and now Jennings gets it back after the rebound from Pierce. They burn it down low to Pierce. Jennings, Pierce misses the shot, got the rebound, missed that. Going up again. He is going to be fouled. Two shots upcoming for Reed Pierce, who kept battling for the board down there amongst the double team. Foul is on Smithson. It's his second.
Two shots upcoming for Reed Pierce.
Reed Pierce. About three or four dribbles. Shot it. Got it. Reed Pierce with 3 points. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. 2 minutes, 52 seconds left in the half. Pierce spots for the next free throw, and this one's good as well. 4 points for Pierce. DeWitt comes in. Pierce goes out.
You've got to be impressed with Blackman. They got in here. Big, huge crowd. Riverdale got off to a hot start. Shot 6 of 7 in the first quarter. We're out 6-0 early, and they've just kind of played steady and gotten back in this game, and with the help of 11 turnovers by Riverdale.
Riverdale only 2 points in this quarter so far. Steven Wilson has it tipped away by Rogan, run down by Woodson over to Wilson. Now Jalen Campbell from the baseline. 6-footer is good.
Beautiful shot there by Campbell. Extended himself, got it over the defender.
Lead is 12 for the Blaze with 2:27 and counting left here in the first half. Jennings to DeWitt. Back to Jennings. Jennings gets it near side in the corner to Rogan. He brings it to
the left wing, back around the horn. Jennings cutting through to Lucas-Hart. DeWitt passes back out. The three ball is up and no good by Wilson. Rebound, Riverdale. Woodson going to explode baseline, cut off there. Now the fadeaway jumper off the side of the rim. Rebound putback won't fall for Campbell. Smithson tries to tip it in. And to no avail. And here come the Blackman Blaze after the rebound. Jennings in the corner to Wilson. Wilson back to Jennings, right wing. Jennings, no-look pass underneath. Rogan with the basket. And there is a foul. 20 points in the first half for Andrew Rogan.
Most of that coming through the lane, just cutting through, and nobody's picking him up once he gets in the lane.
And that is three fouls on Tyler Smithson. He's going to have to go take a seat. Coming in is Salms Duff, and Duff has two fouls of his own. Both of those two have double-teamed, or tag-teamed, if you will, defending Rogan tonight. And it's been a tough task. Rogan with 21. Gentry Bond up the floor. Bond looking to the left side. Gets it over to Steven Wilson. Wilson back over to Woodson. Woodson drives to the foul line. Dumps it low to Jalen Campbell. Tries the reverse lay-in. He's fouled. This time it is Andrew Rogan on that end of the foul.
A good pass there by Woodson. Campbell was cutting through and found him. Had to kind of lay it in there, and he did.
Community leads MTCS 30-25, and that one's at the half. 30-25, first free throw no good. You might remember, John, at MTCS, Community took MTCS to the woodshed, beat them 72-40, and they're down by only five there. That's a good sign for Lynn Berkey's squad. Jalen Campbell's second free throw will not fall. Missed them both. 15-point Blackman lead. Juwan Jennings goes over to Barry Wertman. They have a little conversation, sip on a little coffee, and now Jennings is ready to go to work. 59 seconds. Woodson comes out, kind of forced Jennings into some movement here. Going to take it one-on-one, pull up at the foul line, miss the shot. Rebound tipped out. Jennings gets it back. Jennings going to go baseline. He's going to be fouled before the basket. It's 1-1 for him at the foul line.
Foul on number 22.
Barry Young. His third. Officiating crew here tonight. We've seen they've got
really,
some experience.
Very young. Yeah.
We've seen them a lot, but I guess they young group had to put on their track shoes for the games tonight.
Looking up at the stands, what, we've got 25 seats left?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Very scattered seating left now. Free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Jennings is good.
What's going on tonight?
I don't know. All these people gathered here expecting to see some type of game. I'm not sure what. Jennings' second free throw. It's in there. Well, 8 points for Jennings.
They're doing a clinic at the free throw line, 11 of 12.
And they have a 17-point lead. 11 of those points at the free throw line. And Wilson going to pick it off. Wilson goes down, misses the shot. Guess who's there on the offside with the rebound and putback? It's Juwan Jennings. Got to protect the ball, and Riverdale's thrown it away again. Jennings flips it back to Rogan, lays it in the hole, but they say he walked first. Official right there on it. That would have been a huge turnaround, John. You're talking about going up by 21.
Yeah, I think what he did, he probably took the step. He didn't take that one little dribble. It was kind of a half step there.
13 seconds to go in the half.
Official was right there in front of him. So
Campbell drives. Runner on the right side, no good. With four, with three, they get it up the floor. Rogan going to have a layup. Yes! And there's your horn. Boy, John, after.
Got the 21 anyway, didn't they?
Well, yes. And 23 from Andrew Rogan. And after a slow start by the Blaze, they come alive in the second quarter and have taken a 41-20 lead here at halftime. When we come back, we'll jump into our halftime stats. We've got all of those coming up for you from Loveless Fine Photography, winners' trophies and fans' heating and air, team stats, shooting stats, and all that information straight ahead. And we'll update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard when we return.
There's more to helping patients feel their best than simply filling prescriptions. Reeve Sane Medical carries a broad range of competitively priced medical equipment and supplies for sale or rental. You get the best equipment for your needs by providing a personal consultation, product demonstration, fitting, and follow-up. Our inventory includes equipment for respiratory, mastectomy, diabetes, and of course, durable medical equipment. Delivery and setup within Rutherford County are always free. Reeve Sane Medical is located behind Reeve Sane Drugstore on Memorial Boulevard.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than the coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
We've always trusted Roscoe Brown for all our heating and cooling and energy-efficient Carrier products. But when we had a plumbing problem, I was so glad I could call them too. Not only did their experienced service staff make a fast emergency repair, they were prompt, courteous, and affordable. Roscoe Brown does it all. Commercial, residential, repairs, and installation. Roscoe Brown.
Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Bud's Tire has been helping Rutherford County with tires, oil changes, brakes, and more since 1987. This is Kay Mitchell, and even though we opened Bud's Tire in 1987, Bud started changing tires with his father next to the old hardware store in the 1950s. Just as it was true in the 50s, it is still true today. At Bud's Tire, you will always get friendly customer service. Visit Bud's Tire on the Old Woodbury Highway or call us at 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and the Stones River Mall. It's halftime. The Blackman Blaze leading Riverdale 41-20. They led 19-16 Blackman at the end of the first quarter. Riverdale got off to a hot start, but that second quarter, disastrous for the Warriors. They only scored 4 points in that second quarter. Our stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. And the scoring went like this. Juwan Jennings with 10 points. Isaiah Hart had 4. He is on the bench with 3 fouls at the end of the half. Andrew Rogan, what a night. 23 points for Andrew Rogan. Reed Pierce has 4. For Riverdale, Brad Woodson with 5. Jalen Campbell with 5. Tyler Smithson with 2. Jonathan Matthews with 6. And Psalms Duff has 2. The team stats look like this. 12 rebounds for Blackman, 7 for Riverdale. Blackman shot 12 of 26 for the half for 46%. They had 2 first bank threes. Riverdale shot well, 53%, 8 of 15. And there's the problem. They only got 15 shots off in the first half. 2 first bank threes for the Warriors. Blackman shooting lights out from the free throw line, 11 of 12 for 92%. Riverdale,
two of five for 40%. Blackman had six turnovers. Riverdale had 11. And those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophy and Loveless Fine Photography. Want to give you a quick reminder about Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student athletes in Rutherford County, located on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time whatsoever. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from Old Charlie's. Got some scores here we'll go over quickly. In Friday's action.
Well, we don't have
any finals, do we?
So no
let's go. We did have an exciting middle school tournament, and finals on.
I can help you out with that, John.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have them on that sheet of paper. Last night in the middle school game, 37-35, Oakland boys a winner over Whitworth Buchanan. And in the girls championship game, it was Christiana defeating Stewart's Creek 50-43, make that 39-33. It was Blackman over Oakland in the girls' consolation 50-43, and in the boys' consolation, Siegel 46, Christiana 25. You can listen to the podcast of those games on our website. That's WGNSradio.com. Just click on sports. We've got the middle school sectional tournament there for you as well.
41-20 is our score. Blackman on top. Girls game to follow at a packed house from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gymnasium on the campus of Riverdale High School. We'll be back with the second half of action coming up right after this. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face-to-face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local auto owner's agent.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-through window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
At Music World and Drummer's Den, we have a great tech guy for your guitar repairs, amp repairs, and those guitar setups that are so critical. At Music World and Drummer's Den, we've matched internet prices on major items, come in and actually feel and touch the instruments and make sure that that's exactly what you want and really be comfortable before you make a purchase. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Monty King. 220-2210. This crowd is fired up. Blackman leads by 21. Here's Brian Bear with the second half of the boys' action.
All right. And we've got other girls' games going on. Oakland leading. MTCS trailing by 5. Haven't heard anything out of Smyrna Laverne yet. We'll give it to you as we do. Starting lineups in the second half. Juwan Jennings, Isaiah Hart, Lucas Hart, Reed Pierce, Andrew Rogan. For Blackman, for Riverdale. Defensively right now for them, Rogan fires up the three. Oh, my goodness. That's an in-your-face three for Andrew Rogan. He's got 26. And we've got a timeout by Riverdale. Talk about it. We'll take a one-minute break, and I'll give you the rest of the lineup when we come back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Here's to the benefits of teamwork. Not just offense or defense. Not just coaches or players. It's teamwork that matters most. Players coming together to make an incredible play and lift the team to new heights. First Bank understands the value of teamwork. Our banking teams work together to help you win in the game of life. We're more than banking. We're First Banking. See firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's third annual Bald in the Borough. Whether you decide to shave your head, volunteer, or donate, it's an easy and fun way to raise money for a very serious cause, like a walkathon, but without the blisters. Bald in the Borough event is scheduled for March 14th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. To find out how you can be involved, or to donate, go to www.baldintheborough.com. Come on and be a hero.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown, Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Smithson for three. Riverdale needs it, and they get it. A huge basket by Tyler Smithson, First Bank three.
Well, he sat on the bench a little bit in that first half with foul trouble. They need him in there.
Lucas Hart, or make that Isaiah Hart to Lucas, drives in the lane, four-footer, not going to fall, and the foul on Tyler Smithson. And that's going to send him back to the bench with four fouls. Can't come in and get any type of rhythm, can you?
No, it's very, really difficult when you're having to come in and out of the bench.
Standing room only now left here at Riverdale. If you're coming and you haven't left, you're probably out of luck.
And another thing about Tyler Smithson, he's one of the biggest players that Riverdale has. So they lose a lot of bulk in there.
Lucas Hart with his first Fans Heating and Air free throw. He'll have another. 893-7930, the number at Fans Heating and Air. Second free throw is good. 46-23, Blaze. Full court pressure, well, kind of token pressure here. Riverdale gets it down with Woodson here on the left side. Over to Campbell, make that Matthews. Matthews at the foul line, dumps it back out to Duff. Duff for three, it's off the rim. Rebound tipped out, run down by Rogan. Rogan down the sidelines. Rogan stutter steps. Rogan in the corner to Lucas Hart now. Lucas Hart to Isaiah. Top of the key. Right side now to Juwan Jennings. Jennings back to Lucas Hart. Gets the play from Coach Barry Werfman. Popping out to help is Reed Pierce. Now to Rogan. Rogan explodes baseline. Makes a no-look pass underneath. Out to Reed Pierce. He's fouled by Duff. And that's going to be three on Duff as well.
Well, that you know, sometimes you got to be lucky. Rogan had nowhere to go, had nowhere to throw the ball, and Pierce just happened to be standing there, and he got it to him. So it worked out well for Blackman as they pick up, draw another foul from Riverdale.
Free throw, no good by Pierce. The seating in the upstairs gym, downstairs is full. You're not going to get in down there.
That's the first free throw Blackman's missed since June of 88.
It's probably true. That's before the school was open.
Yeah.
There are scattered seats upstairs. Probably no. There are no two seats together unless you get in the nosebleed section. He hits the second free throw from the fans heating and air free throw line. And I don't know how many people in their hallway, so those seats probably are taken anyway.
Well, we got a bunch up here.
Yeah, in the upstairs gym.
There aren't any seats up here.
Jalen Campbell over to Matthews. Matthews' three is up, no good from the left wing. Rebound, Pierce. Make that Rogan. Over to Isaiah Hart. Isaiah in the deep right corner. It's Lucas Hart. Swish. Lucas Hart with the first bank three. 50-23. Blackman beginning to flex their muscle here a bit. Matthews drives, gets free, glides in there, shoots and scores. Jonathan Matthews, first bucket since the first quarter when he was on fire. Juwan Jennings going to lay it in the hole the other end. And we've got a whistle, timeout on the floor, and we will be right back. 52-25, Blackman leads Riverdale.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Celeste Middleton, and I'm that State Farm agent. Call me today at 895-2700.
Get to a better State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and I can help get you to a better state. 893-1417. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
End of the third quarter, Riverdale, Smyrna girls lead Laverne 44-16. Riverdale basketball here in the boys' game, inbound. It's Woodson over to Matthews back out front. Rogan going to pick up the foul.
Number 14, Andrew Rogan.
That's his second. Into the game for the Warriors is Preston Barge, freshman. Matthews goes to the right side. Now to Brad Woodson from downtown. Brad Woodson with the first bank three. Here come the Blaze. Centronius Wilson with the basketball now. Wilson over to Jennings. Jennings now to Rogan. Back to Wilson, deep left corner. Rogan top of the key, tries to drive at the foul line. Now does get free. Going to glide in there, go up. He's going to be fouled. And the foul is on Sidney Bell from Riverdale. And that is... And they're going to call Barge with the foul. Bell is in the game, another freshman. Very young bunch of Warriors out here for Kevin Woodson now.
Yeah, Coach Woodson trying to give them a little experience in a big crowd. Good idea, really.
Rogan hits a free throw. He's got 27 points.
He hasn't missed since June of 86.
Community leads MTCS by five going to the fourth quarter, 50-45. Lady Cougars still in that one. Second free throw is good for Rogan as well. 18 points. Driving is Woodson. Woodson off the glass. It's no good. The little running jumper. Now here to the near side, Juwan Jennings. They're going to say Jennings carried the ball. Turnover Blaze. And that is number seven for the Blaze. It's really been a problem for Riverdale tonight. They've had a lot of turnovers, especially in that second quarter.
The second quarter really hurt them.
Oakland up 39-7 with about 2.5 minutes to go in that game and girls play. Riverdale lost the ball out of bounds. And that is their 12th turnover. 54-28 here. Girls game will follow. At least I assume they're going to play it tonight. Wilson, deep left wing over to Rogan. Goes baseline. He's going to be held. And the foul is on 33 Barge.
Preston Barge, his second, team's fourth of the half.
And out of bounds to trigger it in is Wilson on the far baseline. The long lob finds Jennings. Jennings down low, Pierce in the lane, nice move, and gets the basket to fall. Kind of muscled it up there that time, 56-28. Blackman up, 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Bell has it right side. Out front to Bonds. Bonds drives, almost loses it, and does throw it away. And now they call a quick jump ball there. Barge and Rogan battling for it. Possession arrow in the Warriors' favor. So Brad Woodson will inbound right in front of dear old dad. I think.
Yes, that's what they're doing.
Well, there's another delay here for some reason. Isaiah Hart is going to have to come out for some reason.
I think they took his shirt in, I think.
It's kind of odd they take him out to do that.
Yeah.
Jennings comes in. There's nothing on his shirt. He just sat down. Pass stolen away. And how about a slam by Lucas Hart? And a timeout, Riverdale. We will take it as well. 58-28, Warriors trail the Blackman Blaze.
Get styled for fall at Stones River Mall. Cooler weather is just around the corner, so shop now for this season's hottest fashions. Pair a cozy sweater with dark denim to look trendy while you cheer on your favorite team. Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, or Versona. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something you love at Stones River Mall. Find us on Facebook and Twitter for style tips, upcoming events, and sales info.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658.
Find your next house on AnnetteBratcher.com. You can do a property search today and find that perfect home for your family. Or look at the featured home. Go to AnnetteBratcher.com. Again, that's AnnetteBratcher.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson, located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
3 minutes, 19 seconds and counting here. In the boys' contest, girls will follow here tonight from Johnny Parsley Memorial Gym, which is absolutely packed to the rafters. They pass it around the horn. Woodson for three from the corner. And then a whistle and a foul after the basket. They're going to count the basket. For Brad Woodson, 11 points for Brad.
Foul is called on the Warriors.
Foul is on Barge. And that's three on him. Foul on the rebound. Walking it down the floor. Here is Isaiah Hart. Goes to the far side. Now back out to Andrew Rogan. Rogan right side to Juwan Jennings. Jennings looking inside. Nothing there. To Lucas Hart. Rogan. Rogan for three. Bottom. He is so good coming off of a curl right there, John, with that three.
Everything he's touched turned to gold tonight.
Yeah, 31 points of gold. 61-31, Blaze. 2:29 and rolling here in the third. Pass over to Preston Barge. Barge is going to throw it away. Oh, no, they say Reed Pierce touched it.
Yeah.
Wilson coming back in for Riverdale. Going out is Barge. Coach Woodson using this opportunity to talk to those young fellows. Inbounds pass stolen away. Andrew Rogan stepped in front of it. Riverdale can just do nothing right now. Turnover number 14. Back door and laying it in the hole is Isaiah Hart with an assist from Jennings. Isaiah with 6 points. 63-31. And now Rogan has stolen the ball from Matthews. Make that Jennings. Jennings makes a great stop step, fakes right, goes left, and lays it in the hole. That was a great move to avoid the defender. 65-31. Pulling up for the three is Brad Woodson. No good. Rebound. Rogan. Minute and a half to go. Rogan lobs it over to Pierce in the corner. Lucas Hart looks over the three, doesn't take it. Jennings, no look pass underneath to Pierce. Reverse lay in. Good. Reed Pierce with nine. 67-31. Blackman over Riverdale. Steven Wilson on the right side. Wilson passes to Woodson, now deep in the left corner. Finds Matthews, top of the key. Gentry Bonds for three. It's no good. Ripping down the rebound is Andrew Rogan, who I'd say is not only a candidate, but will be the landslide victor and our player of the game for Blackman. Backdoor pass. They get it downstairs to Isaiah Hart. And Kevin Woodson's going to take another timeout. Trailing 69-31 to the Blackman Blaze. We'll be right back.
This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We just want to say congratulations. We live in a community that just has so many wonderful athletes. We're just so blessed with so many awesome high schools and middle schools and just have so much talent here. It's just amazing. So congratulations to all of you players, parents, and coaches. A job well done. Did you know that Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider of MTSU Athletics? Go Blue Raiders!
This is Lori Sane Smith at Reef Sane. Make a trip to Reef Sane to experience a true destination for special products and great service. You know our pharmacy care and our amazing milkshakes. Did you also know our gift shop has a unique variety of gifts? We offer products not found around the area for baby, friends, and even yourself. Our stock changes daily. A special gift from Reef Sane is always memorable. Call 615-278-3158. Visit Reef Sane on Memorial Boulevard or online at reefsane.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We want to thank State Farm Agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Hilton, and Monty King for helping us get this game on the air tonight. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Bringing it down the floor for the Warriors is Jonathan Matthews. Matthews out to Wilson. Wilson now finds Woodson. Woodson cutting through. Back out here to Matthews. Over right side now, Barge with 18 seconds. On the drive, kick it back out. Brad Woodson looks over the three. He takes it, falling away. And now rebound, putback won't go. There's going to be a foul with 6.3 seconds. We'll check that for you. The foul is on one of four.
It's Riverdale's first,
Rogan.
Riverdale's first rebound this quarter.
Free throw no good from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They are built on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. Second toss, no good. Rebound, got his own. Bell goes in there. Off the glass, it's good. And there is a foul. Sydney Bell.
Bowers on number 21.
Freshman.
Christian DeWitt.
Maybe. I don't know this for sure, but maybe his first varsity bucket right there, John.
Could possibly be.
The plus one, no good. Rebound, DeWitt with three, with two. DeWitt with one, lets it fly, and it is no good. And we have now completed three quarters of play with Blackman leading Riverdale 69-33 as you listen in to State Farm Prep Basketball.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire. Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Injured during the game? Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home Scoreboard Update. Girls play, Community 56, MTCS 54, 1:55 left in the game.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say final. I was.
Not yet. Start of the fourth quarter. Andrew Rogan for three from the deep left corner. Oh, my goodness. He is on fire, 34 points. I don't know that he's missed. He's missed very few tonight.
That's right.
Now DeWitt tips the ball away. Riverdale still has their starters in with the exception of Sydney Bell. Blackman going with a little different lineup here as well. Edward Kalu is in the game. Three is off the mark here by Jonathan Matthews. Rebound, Wilson. Clock going to run here now as the point spread is over 35. Rogan, right wing to DeWitt. Back to Rogan. Everybody weaving through. DeWitt has it now to Rogan for three. Had a hand in his face on that one and hit the back of the rim. Rebound into DeWitt. He has it rejected. Ball on the floor, picked up by Woodson. Brad drives, cuts through, and scores. Goes right side. Gets underneath for the easy basket. 79. Make that 72-35. DeWitt with the ball for the Blaze right now. Blackman going to win another big game here, win 18 games. We'll have won 18 games counting this one. Final horn hasn't sounded in this one just yet. But getting close. Blackman looking for one thing in particular versus this defense. Rogan pulls up with 3 men in his face, bounces high, and then falls. 36 for Rogan. Donovan Page in the game for the Blaze. At the foul line, Barge is going to be fouled. Matthews fouled.
Foul is on number 12, Donovan Page, his first.
Page with the foul. Page, by the way, is a freshman.
Substitutions for Blackman, number 42, Anthony Ochoa. For the Warriors,
inbounds from Woodson, and he gets it in to Matthews, who misses the shot. Rogan, no look pass over, left side, cutting through.
Bryce Williams
with the basket. He just came in. 76-35, Blaze, 5 minutes to go. Sydney Bell for the Warriors. Tipped. Matthews passes down low to Woodson and gets it over to Bell. He's going to be fouled in the lane. And Coach Barry Wertman going deep down the bench.
His first shooting two for the Warriors, Sydney Bell.
Two free throws for Bell here from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. We'll have all the scores that we can find here for you during our Ideas Tease between game show right before the girls game.
Jordan Jeffries.
Jordan Jeffries makes his way in for the Blackman Blaze, the junior. Second toss is good. Bell with three. Left side. Over there to Williams. Now Rogan from the right elbow. No good. Rebound. His teammates stand up every time he shoots now, John.
No,
Rogan.
Expecting it.
They're looking for 40 points tonight. Ball goes out of bounds. He's got 36. That is turnover number 15. At least I would assume that's what they're looking for. 58-56 with 32 seconds left. Community leads in girls play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland girls a winner by a 59-16 final over Siegel. 59-16. Oakland girls a winner. Get it down low underneath to Andrew Rogan. Missed the shot. Got the rebound and put back. 38 for Rogan. Under 4 minutes to go in the game now. They flip it out. Three ball by Bell. No rebound put back by Woodson. This one won't fall. And it's Jeffries who is fouled by Woodson, I think. It is Woodson. That's only two fouls for him. Not near the bonus yet.
Number 32, Jacob Nelson.
32. It's not 32, it's 33. Barge back in. Koshka Edwards, number 12, into the game as well. Four of the Blaze. Jeffries to Rogan. Rogan drives, gets in the lane, got the basket, and there is a foul. That's 40 for Andrew Rogan. 40 of the 80. He's been half of the offense.
I mean, he's been unbelievable. I mean, just doing it all, inside, outside, you name it, free throw line. He's just been perfect.
He's got a plus one at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, and he hits it. 41 points. Coming out is Edward Kalu. Rogan still in there. Dante Alley is also in for the Blackman Blaze. Shot fired up there, bounces and falls for Gentry Bonds, and there's a foul. Foul is on Alley.
His first score of the basket and a free throw.
And if you're thinking that last name Alley sounds familiar, that his dad is former Christiana coach, Corey Alley. Plus one falls for Bonds. 3 points for him, 81-40. 2:30 to go in the game. Rogan turns, spins, glides in the lane. Got it to roll. Well, something has happened tonight that hasn't happened in a long, long time, and I can't remember it ever happening to me. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Blackman. I've run out of scoring for a player on my score sheet.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't guess that's ever happened.
He's got 43, and I only have a spot for 42 points. And most of the time, that's too much. Rogan for three, no good. Rebound, Riverdale. Down the floor, Matthews. Matthews gets it over to Barge. Shot won't fall, but there's going to be a foul. The minute 37. Clock continues to roll. Stops here to shoot free throws.
His first personal shooting two.
Jacob Nelson into the game. He is number 32, a sophomore.
And for Blackman, Devontae Alley.
He picks up the foul. First toss here by Barge is good. He's got another one. Shot it. And missed this one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Rebound by Anthony Ochoa, who's also in the game here for Blackman. Rogan in the lane, going to try to hurl it up there, even backwards. Tried to throw it at the goal to draw the foul. It's going to be 1-1. They're going to say it was not a shot.
Foul for the Warriors on Preston Barnes.
So Rogan going to have to do it here from the free throw line. Shot it. Got it.
This might be the easiest player of the game selection ever.
You got that right. He's got 44. Could have 45 if he hits this one. It's up and good. And with that, Andrew Rogan is going to come out to a standing ovation from Blackman fans, from Coach Brad or Barry Wertman, all the coaching staff over there, Michael Voss. They flip it back out, they being Riverdale. Bonds for three from the right corner. Gentry Bonds with the first bank three, 85-44. Blackman going to win a big ball game here. Just fighting over the final margin. This one's been decided. Really, I guess, John, the second quarter was the deciding factor in this one, wasn't it?
It sure was. The turnovers, and really they just took charge kind of midway through the first quarter, too.
Dante Alley gives it over to Donovan. Page now to Jeffries. Jeffries going to have it tied up here with Matthews. No, they call a foul with 25 seconds. Do have a couple of finals here, and it's 59-16. Oakland girls a winner. 59-16. Oakland girls a winner there. They say there's a lane violation on Preston Barge. No, got to be on Blackman because they're not going to let him shoot the next one. See if we got a final on that MTCS game yet. Not seeing it, so hopefully we'll get one soon. Shot up, no good. Rebound put back by Bell.
Sydney Bell.
Bell with 5 points. With three, with two, with one. And the clock's going to run out. Your final tonight, Blackman 85, Riverdale 46. 85-46 is your final tonight.
Thank you for your attendance.
As the Blackman Blaze win another huge game here tonight and improve to 8-2, 18-4 in district play. Time out here for us, and we'll be right back with your ideas, tees, halftime show right here on WGNS, actually our between game show. Ideas Tees, between game show is next on WGNS, AM, FM, online.